Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a vast, ancient carbon storehouse hidden deep within the Congo Basin, which is now releasing its contents into the atmosphere, accelerating climate change. This is not a hypothetical scenario, but a harsh reality, as recent research from ETH Zurich published in Nature Geoscience has found that lakes in the Democratic Republic of Congo are releasing carbon trapped for over 3,000 years from surrounding tropical peatlands. First, let us understand what peatlands are. Peatlands are wetland ecosystems characterized by the accumulation of peat, which is partially decomposed organic matter, or plant remains, that builds up over thousands of years in waterlogged, oxygen-deprived conditions. Peat accumulates because decomposition is slower than plant growth in these anaerobic environments. There are two main types of peatlands, temperate or boreal peatlands, which are well studied, particularly in Scandinavia, Canada, and Siberia, and tropical peatlands, which are less studied but carbundens, found in the Amazon, Congo Basin, and Southeast Asia. The Congo Basin itself is a massive region, covering approximately 3.7 million square kilometers across six countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Republic of Congo, Cameroon, Gabon, Central African Republic, and Equatorial Guinea. It is the world's second largest rainforest after the Amazon and is home to the world's largest tropical peatland complex, which was discovered comprehensively only in 2017. The Congo Basin is also among the least studied major forest ecosystems globally. Now, let us turn to the discovery of the Congo peatlands. Prior to 2017, the Congo Basin peatlands were poorly mapped. A landmark 2017 study in Nature by Lewis et al. Revealed that the Kavet Central peatland in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Republic of Congo covers 145,500 square kilometers, roughly the size of England, and stores approximately 30 billion tons of carbon, equivalent to 20 years of US fossil fuel emissions. This peatland is 0.3% of Earth's land surface, yet it holds about one-third of global tropical peatland carbon. The new ETH Zurich findings, published in 2026, focused on two major lakes in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Lake Mandumb and Lake Tumba. Both are shallow, floodplain lakes in the Congo Basin wetland system, surrounded by extensive peatlands that have been accumulating carbon for millennia. The key finding of this study is that up to 40% of CO emissions from these lakes originates from peat older than 3,000 years. This means that carbon that has been safely locked away since before the Iron Age is now entering the atmosphere. But why is old carbon releasing now? The mechanism involves peat drying, which is caused by climate change and deforestation, leading to lower water tables and aerobic conditions in previously waterlogged peat. This, in turn, allows aerobic bacteria to decompose ancient peat, releasing CO. The decomposed organic matter then enters waterways, lakes, and eventually the atmosphere. This process exemplifies a positive feedback loop in climate science, where global warming leads to peat drying, which releases more CO, causing more warming, and so on. This is particularly dangerous because the carbon stored in Congo peatlands alone represents a massive potential emission, and once released, this carbon cannot be recaptured on human timescales. The feedback is self-amplifying, meaning that initial warming triggers more release, which triggers more warming. In comparison to the Amazon, while the Amazon has received more attention for deforestation-driven carbon loss, the Congo Basin peatlands may represent a comparable or larger risk from a climate feedback perspective. This is because peat carbon is more concentrated than forest biomass carbon, and peat release is harder to reverse than reforestation, which can take millennia to rebuild. Now, let us look at the threats to Congo peatlands. Deforestation is a major threat, with the Congo Basin experiencing accelerating deforestation, primarily due to subsistence agriculture, artisanal logging, and large-scale commercial agriculture encroachment. The Democratic Republic of Congo had the world's second highest rate of primary forest loss in recent years. Climate change is also a significant threat, as longer dry seasons in equatorial Africa, projected under climate models, threaten the waterlogged conditions that maintain peat integrity. Gunnins gaps are another challenge, with the Democratic Republic of Congo being one of the world's poorest countries and conservation efforts being hindered by weak institutional capacity, high dependence on forest resources for livelihoods, and ongoing armed conflict in eastern DRC. In the global peatland policy context, peatlands are increasingly recognized in climate negotiations under Article 5 of the Paris Agreement, which encourages the conservation and enhancement of carbon sinks. However, tropical peatlands, especially in Africa, remain underrepresented in national carbon accounting. The Ramsar Convention on Wetlands, established in 1971, is the primary international framework for wetland conservation, and Lake Mandum is a designated Ramsar site. The UK, US, and Norway have launched the Central African Forest Initiative, or CAFI, to fund peatland and forest conservation in the Congo Basin, committing to fund conservation in exchange for low deforestation commitments. Now, how does this connect to India's interests? India's monsoon rainfall is partly modulated by the Congo Basin's moisture flux, so deforestation and carbon release there can affect global circulation patterns. In UNFCCC negotiations, India participates in climate finance discussions where Congo peatland protection comes up under REDD+, or reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation. India's own peatlands, notably in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, and Nagaland, face similar pressures, making this research globally applicable. The Loss and Damage Fund, established at COP27 and operationalized at COP28, is meant to address slow-onset climate harm, such as peatland degradation, which is exactly the type of damage the Congo peatlands are experiencing. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Congo Basin covers approximately 3.7 million square kilometers, and the Congo peatland, or covered central, covers 145,500 square kilometers, roughly the size of England. The peatland stores approximately 30 billion tons of carbon, equivalent to 20 years of US fossil fuel emissions, and is 0.3% of Earth's land surface, yet holds about one-third of global tropical peatland carbon. The ETH Zurich study, published in Nature Geoscience, found that up to 40% of co-emissions from Lake Mandum and Lake Tumba comes from peat older than 3,000 years. Peatlands cover about 3% of Earth's land globally and store about 550 billion tons of carbon, which is twice all forests combined. Tropical peatlands are less studied than boreal peatlands but are disproportionately carbon dense. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Congo Basin, Lake Mandum, Lake Tumba, ETH Zurich, Nature Geoscience, Peatlands, Covet Central, Ramsar Convention, and CAFI. For mains, focus on carbon sinks and climate feedback loops, tropical forest conservation, peatland ecology, and UNFCCC mechanisms. For your essay, consider the topic Ancient Carbon Stores and the Limits of Climate Diplomacy. In conclusion, the Congo Basin peatlands are a critical component of the global carbon cycle, and their degradation poses a significant threat to climate stability. As India navigates its role in global climate governance, understanding the intricacies of peatland ecology and the implications of their degradation will be crucial for effective climate diplomacy and sustainable development.